It's interesting to talk about how controversial the war was, because in many ways, particularly in modern American memory, the Vietnam War is seen as the most controversial war. And by contrast, the Second World War is seen as, if not completely uncontroversial, then you know, a more moral war. So we have in a sense, we have the Second World War as a good war, a war worth fighting, and Vietnam being seen as the most pointless of all wars. Korea falls in the middle, and in many ways this actually contributes to it being forgotten, is it's neither as praiseworthy as the Second World War, but it's not as vilified as Vietnam. But there are controversial elements to it, and particularly some people who were involved cause a lot of controversy. And in my book, I talk about a town planner called Monica Felton. So Monica Felton is a town planner, and she is chair of the Stevenage Development Corporation. So one of these new towns that are being built in post-war Britain. And she's in the Labour Party, and she described herself as a socialist as well. And she was very interested in the impact of modern conflict on ordinary people, as she described it. And through a international women's organisation, she was invited to go to North Korea on a fact-finding mission. It was actually a heavily orchestrated propaganda mission that she was sent on. But she went in genuinely trying to find out about the conditions of ordinary people living in North and South Korea during the war. But this causes a huge amount of controversy, not least because she's a government employee. She misses an important meeting in Westminster, and she's sacked. And a lot of people, in particular sections of the press, call for her to be tried for treason. You know, parallels are drawn with traitors in the Second World War who visited enemy nations. And so the Monica Felton case causes a huge amount of controversy. She is sacked, but she's not tried for treason. There are other people who the case is equally controversial. So, for example, I mentioned prisoners of war earlier. Prisoners of war were given the opportunity to defect, essentially, to China, to North Korea. None of them do, apart from one. And his name is Andrew Condren. And his defection, he goes to China after he's released from captivity in 1953. And his case causes a lot of problems in the 60s when he wants to come back to Britain. And again, there's discussion about whether he should be tried for treason, for defecting to the other side. So that's a very interesting case and another instance of Cold War controversy. There are a couple of others as well that I'll mention. One is about press freedom. So James Cameron and Bert Hardy, very well known. One was a journalist, one was a photographer, and they were very well known for working for Picture Post, one of the leading publications in Britain at the time. And Cameron later goes on to be a founding member of CND. He's a very committed pacifist. And he, much like Monica Felton, is interested in understanding whether atrocities have been committed in North Korea by UN forces, and particularly by South Korean forces. And he and Bert Hardy are sacked for attempting to publish horrific images of violence that were exacted on the North Korean population. And again, that led to questions about press freedom in the hothouse of the Cold War, because ideology and because the image put out about the war was so important. And the final person I'll mention is another. He wasn't a prisoner of war as such. A British civil servant who was imprisoned. He was working in Korea before the war broke out and was imprisoned. And his name was George Blake. And George Blake worked for the Secret Service, and it was later discovered that during his time in Korea, in a communist-run prisoner of war camp, he had become a double agent, and after the Korean War had been sending secrets back to the, eventually to the Soviet Union. And he's arrested, put in prison, put in Wormwood Scrubs, and he escapes from Wormwood Scrubs in a very fantastical way. You know, he uses his own resources to escape from Wormwood Scrubs and flees to Russia, and I believe he's still there. And so again, the George Blake case is particularly important in the civil service, because anyone from that point that has been seen as being held in communist hands for a certain length of time is under a cloud of suspicion. And the civil service and the secret service change their vetting procedures to take that into account. So the Korean War, there are hugely controversial issues, but they're often focused in on particular individuals and the chaos they cause.